USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is urging hesitant Americans to get vaccinated now.
By the end of the summer, we'll be in a very different position than we are now.
During an appearance in Southern Virginia, Biden noting the ongoing progress with the COVID-19 vaccine distribution program, including with people 65 and older.
People over 65 years of age, over 80%, have now been vaccinated, and 66% fully vaccinated.
Five illegal immigrants are being charged in connection with a large human smuggling case in southeast Texas. Federal prosecutors say two Mexicans, two Hondurans, and an El Salvador native teamed up to stash over 90 people inside a Houston home. The victims were discovered on Friday after a woman called 911 saying her brother was being held for ransom. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
As people continue to be vaccinated in the United States, the focus now turns towards global vaccine distribution.
The White House says it will begin talks with the World Trade Organization to find more ways to distribute COVID vaccines globally. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Sunday that U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai will begin talks with waiving patent rules to allow more countries to produce generic versions of the shot, a major component of those discussions. Last week, the U.S. began sending more raw materials for the production of vaccines to India and authorized the release of 60 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine from a stockpile that built up while the company awaits an emergency use authorization from the FDA. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
NASA's Mars helicopter is being given a new mission. It will soon begin one-way flights to act as a scout for the nearby Perseverance rover. The helicopter, named Ingenuity, made history 2 weeks ago today with the first powered flight on another planet. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A boat crash off the San Diego coast is being investigated as possibly human smuggling. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The exact cost of human lives lost at the U.S.-Mexico border is unknown, but it is continuing to deteriorate. And Sunday, tragedy strikes again. Officials in San Diego, California report at least four illegal immigrants died and many more were injured when a human smuggler's overloaded 40-foot wooden vessel crashed into a reef and disintegrated off the coast of Point Loma. Jeffrey Stevenson is with Customs and Border Protection.
So every indication from our perspective is that this was a smuggling vessel used to smuggle migrants into the United States legally. We haven't confirmed the nationality of the people involved, but our agents are with many of them at the hospital. And the man who we believe was the operator, agents are with them, and a suspected smuggler, but the investigation is still unfolding.
Stevenson said the destroyed boat appeared to be attempting to blend in with commercial vessels before capsizing onto the rocky coastline.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is projecting grocery bills to go up another 3% on top of the nearly 4% increase from 2020. Nate Rose with the California Grocers Association says you can expect to pay more the next time you're at the grocery store.
We're seeing commodity prices are at an all-time high for a number of things that go into the food we eat. So grains are high. I think last week corn hit a 7-year high.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.